Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Last night, I thought an amazing performance from Attorney General Jason Meares. He prosecuted the case against Jay Jones. That's what that was. That was nothing short of a prosecution, and it was excellent. Details, times, locations, and all Jay Jones had was blah, 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 Trump, blah, 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 Trump, yada, 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 Trump. And everybody, I would think, is just sitting back going, do you want to be a congressman or a senator, or do you want to be Attorney General of Virginia? Because you just don't seem to have a handle on what the job involves. So anyway, we will chat with Attorney General Jason Meares at 5:05. This afternoon. Interesting things going on as we speak. I just saw this story. This is what I want to ask Dr. Dave Brad about in a moment. The CEO of Whirlpool, he said it is the Trump tariffs which have made Whirlpool invest $300 million in Ohio because it's creating a level playing field. I thought the tariffs were just supposed to kill the economy. Well, it sounds like a question for an economist, and the best economist out there, my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brat, Senior Vice President of Business Relations at Liberty University. Although he's never here on behalf of the university, he's simply here because he's brilliant, and he's a great guy, and he joins us, and he's also fresh off the big CEO summit. Dave, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me on. I'm glad you're leading with that one because I've been at the CEO Summit. I'm a little bit out of it, but that's a nice softball, but you fire away.
All right, well, let me fire away. All right, the CEO of Whirlpool, who apparently did not come to the CEO Summit, shame on him, he should do it next year.
That's right.
Says it is a direct result of those tariffs that have made the company invest $300 million. Now, you explain this to me, because all I've heard from most of the talking heads is, oh, my God, the Trump tariffs are going to kill us. I haven't seen that, but maybe I'm missing it.
Yeah, well, what they miss is the last 40 years we've been losing, right? So I've been on the show for the last years saying our productivity's been going down for the past 50 years. And so Trump, and, you know, I had like Liz Truss, she's the former prime minister of the United Kingdom at the CEO Summit, et cetera. And they all, she had the same program that Trump has, right? America First, people misdiagnose what that's about. Trump is bringing manufacturing back to the U.S., and he wants every other country to do what he's doing, and that's to be successful for their own people. And so everybody goes nuts on the usual, you know, old traditional economic theory of tariffs or whatever, and they're not quite efficient. But we've been giving the country away, right? Our primary adversary and enemy right now, right? Not adversary, but enemy is China. And they are getting ready for Taiwan and more. They're in Brazil. I just met with 40 ambassadors a month ago. They're all throughout Africa. Africa is not happy with China. They are upset. They're angry. And they tell me straight up, right? And so is the rest of the world. China does not play by any rules. And so the United States is kind of like the Republican Party, right? A bunch of Cub Scouts. We've been playing by the rules for 40 years. In other countries, communists don't believe in God. They don't have human rights, and they're cheating. And so what Trump is doing is just realigning the world and the geopolitics. You got to first do that. If you don't line up the rules of the game internationally, the rest of economics is just trivial. It's just little pieces of inefficiency when we're being pummeled by the rest of the world. And so Trump is bringing I think he's up over $10 trillion in promised foreign investment, over $2 trillion in domestic investment from Whirlpool. And that capital investment is the primary driver of economic growth and productivity. And if people don't know economics, productivity is just how much stuff you make per hour. And if you put more machinery and capital and computers in the hands of American workers, there's nothing wrong with American workers. They're the best in the world by far. And so that will make everybody's wages and incomes and salaries go up. And it'll take a couple years for that to happen. And so I don't sugarcoat any of that. I'm not a cheerleader and, you know, I'm not preaching any utopia here, but I'm just telling you the way it is. And so these are all great moves, and you can look at the stock market, right? The stock market is going up. That's an indicator of future profits. It's the bets that people are making, right? And the markets are still going up. It's going to take a few years to get the productivity up and to get all American incomes and wages up, but it's good news.
That is so wonderful to hear. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us, Senior Vice President for Business Relations at Liberty University. All of the opinions are his and his alone. He's not here on behalf of the university. Dave, the CEO, I just want to share this quote with you because I think it's going to make you feel good. It made me sort of puff out my chest. Bitzer, who is the CEO, said, "Hey, all we want is a level playing field. We're not looking for subsidies or gifts. And in a level playing field, this factory and all our factories can compete very well. And that's what the tariff policy does. As such, we're strong and supportive of the tariff policy and actually very thankful." That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And the fair playing field, right? China uses slave labor. Right. I mean, just let that sink in for a minute. Right. So you're abusing your people. They have no human rights. They have no pensions. They have no 40-hour work week. They don't have any of the labor standards that the unions have fought for. And it's a little interesting that the unions all backed President Trump this time, which shows you he's not your old vanilla, boring Republican guy.
Right.
Right. So when the unions come on board, for Trump and blacks, Hispanics, blue collar came on board for Trump. The young men are coming on board for Trump. They know that they have hope. They see a future coming their way again. And we've been losing hope. And that's the kind of the key ingredient that you need. Right. We have not been proud of our country. And, you know, Biden, the last administration, all political views are my own, but Biden, you know, my friend Scott Perry in Congress, he had $30 million in checks from China going to Biden and the Biden family in his hands, right? And this week, the CIA had checks from Ukraine tied to Hunter Biden and the Biden family. And that's not the level playing field, right? And we still don't. We've given over $200 billion, and I'm being real conservative. I think it's probably double that. But, you know, I've seen $200, $300 billion to Ukraine, and we can't audit that money. There's been no audit of where that money has gone. And that money is going into leftist causes, right? That goes into funneling the NGOs and all these things that say we're pro-democracy. And pro-democracy, it sounds neat for these NGOs. They're not pro-democracy. They're funding leftist, radical politicians and groups in the United States of America. And the American people are finally starting to see this stuff because we've got enough social media stuff going out there where we are tracking the money. And so when we talk about a level playing field, we're talking about, hey, we would just like to like fund you know, our own people in our own cities for a change. And so that's the huge revolution that's going on right now. England, same thing. You know, President Trump couldn't even go into Westminster in London because it's so out of control. He had to go out in the countryside because UK is really in trouble. France, Macron is probably going to get thrown out of office. They're having revolutions over there. Germany used to be the powerhouse of European productivity. Now they're at 0% growth because they pursued this Green Deal fraud. And now they're pivoting toward kind of a military, you know, Keynesian economic thing. I don't think that's going to turn out. They don't have any money to do that. While China's going around the world paving this Belt and Road Initiative, you know, just paying, on average, you know, it's about $5 billion for dams and ports and bridges and infrastructure in every country on Earth. And so that's who we're fighting. And the American people, I think, are starting to wake up to all this.
I'm thrilled to hear that, and folks also need to be aware. You're talking about China, and you described them properly, of course, Dave. They are our enemy, not our adversary. Xi Jinping is busy purging military folks and purging some people in the Politburo over there. It's been a long time since that's happened, but apparently he has purged a number of people that is now rivaling Mao Zedong. So for everybody that is pretending China is just this benevolent business adversary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's a lot more going on over there that's dangerous. I'm surprised, I must tell you, Dave, that you're here. And I told Jeremy initially, I said, well, we can't even ask Dave after the CEO summit because the guy works like 25 hours each and every day that the CEO summit is on. But here you are. So I wasn't able to make it this year, and I'm so sorry about that. But tell me, how was it? What was discussed, and who were some of the big luminaries you got?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We'll put some of it out on air. But I had Brian Westbury. He's got one of the biggest financial newsletters. He's a supply-side financial analyst. He put an economic textbook into about 20 minutes. And so when I get that up on our website, I'll let you know. But he gave a brilliant talk. We had Pat Gelsinger, the former CEO of Intel, one of the world's genius. He produced all the chips. He produced the World Wide Web. He produced the USB thing. Every time you stick your cord in your computer, that would be that little thing. Wow. And so this guy's out of Stanford. But now he's a big Christian guy out in Silicon Valley. And he's got a new firm called Gloo, G-L-O-O. And, he gave a talk that just blew everyone away. And then we had, you know, we had General Mike Flynn, former national security advisor for Trump in the last term. Today we had Doug DeVos, co-chairman of Amway. He gave the convocation talk as well. And so, yeah, I couldn't have been happier. It was our kids. We had, you know, 400 kids with us for the Future CEO Summit. The CEO sat at the lunch table with, 10 kids each. And so they're all totally pumped, you know, having these people with them in the room. We had 150 women CEO summit as well. And so we just hit out of the park. And then we had a real money pitch thing with about 500 people in the auditorium with real money. This wasn't a student pitch. This was real capital markets and people pitching projects, you know, for $10 million. And so we had it all going. So CEOs out there, next year it's going to be the same dates, October 14 to 16. So put it on your calendars, and we'd love to have you at Liberty University.
Oh, man. Well, I'm putting it on my calendar. I'm going to put in for the days now so I don't mess it up next year. That's always an amazing situation there. You guys do such a great job. Dave, again, congratulations on that. Thank you, as always, for making time for us on a Friday afternoon. Now you need to go and disappear for about a week and decompress.
That's right.
Remember where your clean socks are. That's probably a joke.
No, I know. Well, it's funny you say socks, because I got out of bed this morning and my feet hurt. Oh. I was like, the first time in my life I ever, my feet were just, I'm getting old, man. So, but it's great. Keep preaching it, brother. You're great.
All right. Have a blessed weekend. That is Dr. Dave Brat. He's not getting old. And you know how I know he's not getting old? Because we're the same age. He can't be getting old. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.